Thank you.
I guess that makes sense.
All right, welcome everyone. This is the May 16th, 2023 meeting of the Central Business District Historic District Landmarks Commission Architectural Review Committee. Roll call, Miriam Salas, present. Robert Boyd, present. Robbie Cangelosi, present. Randy Hutchinson, absent. Ashley King, present. We have four members constituting a quorum. The first item on the agenda are the minutes from last month's meeting. Is there any discussion or is there a motion?
I move to approve them.
Second.
We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Robert Boyd. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. The first application on the agenda is 749 St. Charles Avenue. Can you have a seat? And can the owner, the applicant state their name and address for the record, please?
Yes, Kenneth Gowland, Metro Studio Architect, 6501 Spanish Court Boulevard.
Great, thank you. Staff?
This is an application for the new construction of a 28,000 square foot, five-story commercial building on a vacant lot in Lafayette Square.
All right, would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Yes. Good morning. Thanks again, guys. We appreciate y'all's time today, considering this new construction project located on St. Charles Avenue. It's an infill site. That's the site. There you go. Currently bordered on three sides with existing construction. This Old Swiss Bakery is on the downtown side, and then Ron Blitch's old architecture office is on the uptown side. The site's currently vacant. Our concept for the project is to, remain contextual with what we see as some of the prevailing architecture on the block. What we tend to see, in my interpretation of the block, is a combination of masonry and stone. A lot of times the stone is just strictly at the ground floor condition, storefront condition. There are several buildings in the area that have column-supported balcony structures, which I think is a very nice feature of the urban condition at St. Charles in this area. It creates a really interesting spatial condition for pedestrians along the street. The project itself is a hotel, so the ground floor storefront, which complies with the 50% opacity requirement in this zoning district. We have our lobby with cafe, and then second through fifth floor is a typical floor condition where we have our units. On the roof, we do have a stair penthouse, which is code required, an elevator penthouse, and the mechanical units. We've made a lot of efforts in our planning to have those things set significantly far back from the street. In terms of the overall design, what we are proposing is a symmetrical arrangement on the storefront, on the street frontage, defined by these masonry and stone pilasters, with some sinkage details to articulate those conditions. Masonry across the top, an iron balcony, and granite coping across the top. The first floor condition, we're looking at a more of a traditional storefront with a transom bar separating the upper glazing from the lower glazing. And we're following some of the datums that we see from the buildings on either side in terms of trying to make it more uniform with the vertical and horizontal scaling on the block. The balconies, we split it. Instead of making it one contiguous, we split it into two sections, which seemed to give us a nice level of articulation and kind of get it more in the module of what we see as the facades along that street. But it's a pretty narrow frontage. I think we're right under 60 feet. I think just trying to stay really simple, clean, and focus on proportions and focus on a harmonious arrangement with what is currently existing on the upside down, uptown, downtown, and other side of the street.
I noticed that there's a the floor plan front fenestration doesn't match the renderings.
I think because the
which one is
yeah the renderings and the elevation is the most current. I think we just didn't have a chance to update that.
Okay, so there's not that additional sort of pilaster
element. No, we eliminated that, and so the elevation is most current.
Does this meet flood grade elevation?
Yes, we have a prior approval from BBSA on the waiver for the base flood elevation.
So it's 18 inches?
Yes, yeah. Okay. There was a prior project very right. similar, so all of, yes.
And also, does this require any waivers?
No, the encroachments on the right-of-way have already been approved. The base flood elevation waiver has already been approved. The conditional use for the hotel is approved and reported. We're not asking for any height. We're not asking for any waiver from the multimodal requirements for ground floor. What is it called, guys? The ground floor use requirements. And so, as of right now, there is no additional relief or request.
What about lowering requirements?
That was waived as part of the conditional use approval for the hotel.
I feel like, I like the idea of balconies or galleries over the public right-of-way. I feel like the way these are articulated with the double columns seems very heavy.
That was my concern there too, of the whole project, is the double column there. If anything, they need to be to the outside, and the single one to the interior, but I think to lighten it on up, the singles everywhere would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Okay. But also the horizontal elements of the decking, of the balcony seems very, very heavy.
Yeah, it seems very heavy. And I'm wondering if it wouldn't be better, and I don't know if this meets your programmatic requirements, but perhaps if it were balconies at the upper floors and a gallery just at the second floor, sort of without the roof at the very top, sort of let the building read as more of a building with elements. Everything that's happening with the building seems very kind of obscured by what's happening with the heavy galleries.
I agree. The facade is nicely articulated, it's nicely balanced, but then it's sort of covered by five stories of gallery that just completely obscure the facade.
I think we can look at, we saw precedents for both, right? There are precedents of an actual roof over the uppermost balcony on the street, and there are precedents of the balcony is continuing, and at that top level, like you guys are saying, there isn't a balcony at the top level. We can look at it. The concern that we always have is just unprotected openings in a region that gets over 100 inches of rain a year. And so there may, though, be a solution that responds to the critique in that we're able to, instead of maybe having a roof that's integrated with the balcony, right? So right now it's being portrayed as part of the balcony structure.
I'm not sure we're using the correct vocabulary here.
So what you've got proposed now is gallery.
It's a gallery. It's not a balcony.
I didn't mean
balcony is 3 feet, cantilevers on out, gallery comes to the sidewalk with supports. And I think the suggestion was a veranda below and a balcony above, and we're not talking
connected
in our conversation. Mm-hmm. And I want us to get there.
We're not connecting the gallery to the balconies.
Right.
So perfect vertical, five-story.
Eliminating the full column, not going the entire verticality of the building.
Mm-hmm. But
you can be gallery maybe for the first level that you come.
And then go to balconies.
True balconies that are cantilever out. without the column supporting.
But you're not talking about them coming out the same depth as the veranda, huh?
No, they would be short.
They would be short. They'd be short. Okay, I want to make sure we're all talking the same thing.
So you have some kind of order, like, you know, like hierarchy.
It would light it up. Yeah, lighten it up.
We did an option, and I would, and I know we're going to have to come back, right? This is the first time you guys are seeing this project, and we respect that. We did do an option where we had gallery condition on the first and the second floor, and then we lightened it up as we went up above. And so we might want to come back to you guys with that. I think it's going to address your comment of having more of the primary facade at the street line, being able to read through. It'll address the comment of it being somewhat a bit heavy. It'll obviously address the column issue, although I think when we pull it to just the two levels of gallery, maybe the double column on the outside might want to come back in, because you want a little bit of heaviness. The idea is to have a little bit of heaviness at the base and then lighten as we move away from the ground plane.
I think that the double column might be something that is not necessary, so I would like
we can bring both options.
Exactly, to explore, even for your own sake, like explore both options, because I think that in heavier buildings the double column makes sense, but it's not that you have a very extensive, I think the double column you see it with, but you have like wrap around really large galleries, etc. But these are such a punch, like small occurrences. I don't think it's justified. So it kind of tells you like it's an accessory more than needed. So maybe that's why it doesn't feel that it belongs there.
Gotcha.
So I would like encourage you to explore yourself, and it will tell you whether it's needed or not.
Yeah, and it's not a problem for us. You know, a lot of times we do like to come to you guys with options so that we can sort of see what those iterations are tested and appear as. So, I think we can look at the single. I think if we did revert to like say one contiguous gallery at that first, or maybe even the first and the second floor condition, then it does become a bigger thing where the column might want to have a little bit more strength. But I think we got to look at it and just sort of iterate it. And then pulling the top, even if we wanted to keep some protection over the upper level doors and glazing, maybe it's not the full depth of the balcony, but it's something that is more seen as part of the facade behind it, not part of the balcony construction in front of it. So that we can, and I think when we do that, what you'll see is you'll see that whole top cornice, right? You will then see the entire top band, which will allow the, right now there's kind of a fight. There's two strong elements that are, so we're going to give, it sounds like we want to give a little bit more hierarchy to the primary facade at the street line, and then have the galleries and balconies lighter and be more of a secondary element in the composition. Is that a fair assessment?
When you're looking to make them a little bit lighter, I know you got to meet your live load on those decks and all, but all your illustrations indicate a much shallower line up in that. These are very heavy. And I think if you look at lightening that up, that'll help that a little bit. And also look at your ground floor, the proportion of the transoms to the openings. If you kind of go to the illustrations you've shown, that's more traditional. You're kind of big up top in relationship to what's happened below. So I think you need to look at that as well. I mean,
Mr. Candel,
overall, it's good. It just need to tweak it a little bit.
Believe me, and we know when we come to you guys, it gets better. One of the things that I was looking at, Mr. Cangelosi, was, you know, we're kind of lining up with the transom bar at Swiss. And I guess one of my questions is, I understand what you're saying, and I agree. We can tighten the proportion at the top so it's less equivalent to what's below. Do you think eliminating potentially some of the verticals in the storefront below to get a bigger piece of glass, that's going to help it?
I think that'll help.
All right.
I think it's the height of the transom. The height of the transom wants to be taller than the header, the granite header above it.
Right. Okay.
And then the relationship of the transom to the sash below, that needs to be looked at too.
I think that the line of where your transom starts, it's fine. It's just the line where your header starts.
I got you. Yeah, we can pull the granite header up.
And also thinking about materials, right? You're talking about glass, etc., versus a baby, some stone client that's going to be...
Sure.
Or solid client that's going to be very heavy.
I think we'll look at all that, but I think, like I was just saying to Mr. Cangelo, we'll also look at maybe getting the glass at the storefront having some sections, a little bit more variation in the width of those things. I mean, it's still going to be uniform, but it doesn't need to be so vertically oriented.
Well, and I was actually going to go to that point because I noticed there's a structural element sort of separating, or there seems to be, appears to be a column in the middle of each of your window bays, and plan is sort of obscured by a pilaster that's the same thickness as sort of the corner pilaster in the middle. And if there's truly a column there, I imagine that eventually there's going to be some type of pilaster element. And even if it's skinnier, it might help break up the verticality.
Yeah.
Even if it's just
that's
a little thin pilaster where sort of a secondary element.
Okay. And look, what I'll do when we come back is we'll have an elevation drawn that has the balcony columns, you know, pulled off so that we can just see the storefront behind it.
I don't want to design for you.
Let's hear it.
But be careful with one of your stairs. Gonna have, I know that you, one can come directly through your lobby, but the other one you might need to have.
So we've gone through with the state fire marshal this whole stair arrangement because it is a very narrow site and a small
I'm not talking about like the proximity of the stairs. I know you can get a variance for that.
I'm also talking about exiting through
the
street.
So both?
Yes, ma'am. There's already been a whole appeal process.
Okay, good.
But I appreciate you pointing it out.
Because if not, then that would also change your
understood
arrangement of your doors.
No, thank you for bringing it up. But yeah, it was a concern from day one on this project.
So you've got a five-story building and you got a two-story on one side and a one-story on the other. So the sides of the building are going to be very visible down the street. How are you addressing those?
So right now, what we were looking at is just doing a simple stucco arrangement on that side. We can come in and show you what the lines are, but also want to propose the Nishiha solution, Ashley, that we did on the Commerce job. So we can bring that in as well at the next meeting and show you guys what that.
Yeah.
The Nishiha, which is now going up on Commerce, which is a similar scale, y'all know, y'all were the ones who approved it, does look pretty nice.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think, and honestly, I like it better than the stucco in terms of building resiliency.
Yeah.
So we'll bring that in as well and show you the joint.
I think it's a good application in our environment.
Yeah, I think our only thing would be what we're trying to portray in the renderings is show you that brick pilaster coming around the corner, which I think is a key thing we want to do on this project.
Would there be any recesses in the future along those facades? The side facades to get natural light into sort of the interior bedroom?
Not with the current plan, no. I mean, the prior design had some light wells, but it was a different program, and honestly, it was, you know, a bit problematic in terms of project feasibility.
You want to open this up to public comment now?
Is there any public comment regarding 749 St. Charles Avenue? Seeing none, is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
Actually, could I just say one thing?
Sure.
I'm Chris Harvey, I'm with the owner group. We've made an effort to maximize the size of these balconies or galleries, which are, I'm not an architect, excuse me, but just because there are such great views from this building of the bridge and the river, and also it's on the parade route, so that's a very popular thing. To be able to go out onto a balcony, you know, while the parades are going by.
Right. And we understand that, and I don't think anyone's opposed to having, you know, indoor-outdoor spaces. They just need to be designed so that they work with the streetscape and the building and don't overwhelm the context. And the way they're currently organized, they are overwhelming the building and the context.
I understand.
I'll make a motion for deferral of the application so the applicant can take into consideration our comments and revise it and come back to us.
Second. We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Ashley King. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is 945 Magazine Street.
No, I just passed one down.
Is
gentleman.
All right, can the applicant state their name and address for the record, please?
Scott Evans, 945 Magazine Street, the National World War II Museum. No longer with Mathis Breer. Tony Alford is just here representing Mathis Breer. So.
Okay, thank you. Staff?
This is an application for the renovation to a curtain wall entry and the addition of an entry plaza with canopy at a non-contributing rated commercial building in Lafayette Square.
Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Sure. If you go down to this area right here on Higgins, spend maybe 2.5 minutes there, you'll be asked probably 10 times, where is the entrance to the museum? So this is our attempt to address that. You'll see that all we really have right there are those 6 or 8 inch blue letters that say museum entrance. And so this has been a problem for us for a while. And actually the design that you're looking at today was bid with the bridge that you're seeing there crossing Higgins back in 2014. When it bid, it was over budget for that scope, so we took that scope out. So what we intend to do there is you'll see you walk in at the sidewalk level and you go upstairs inside. We're going to build an exterior plaza on the outside, so you'll have exterior stairs and an exterior ramp there at street level with two ACM aluminum metal panel wings coming off either side of the bridge there just to provide some weather protection, but also as an architectural statement to just say this is where you enter the building. So on the inside, it's not a lot of work. We're infilling the slab to bring it up to the existing floor height, a new reception desk, and then so on the outside in the canopies, we have new lighting that matches what's underneath the bridge you'll see there. And some minor bridge modifications because we are structurally attaching to it. Yes. So there are two new columns on the outside. You'll see the V-shaped columns on the renderings there on the left.
It's not a floor plan, but I assume that this is not, like, how does this project into the right of way?
Do you have the permit set up there, or I have one here.
The full set wouldn't fit.
Oh, it wouldn't fit? Let me see. I can show you one.
So it kind of looks like here it's in line. Yeah, I mean, that's... building in this
Me too. I didn't understand how it worked in plan.
Sure. We can all share. Or I can print it out to you.
I mean, the entry stays in the same spot, right? And here's the bridge.
Okay.
So this is the property line here. So you're looking at the stair coming out, treads, and they turn this direction.
And then there's your
there's the ramp. The two V columns are right there. So it's very similar, and it's, you know, how it functions now. We're just adding the wings and the exterior plaza just to try to architecture.
So it's not even a ramp, it's just a slope.
Yeah, correct, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. I mean,
it's the 1-20, so you don't have to have the railing.
Make a motion to approve.
Wait, you gotta do public comment.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, is there any public comment regarding 945 Magazine Street?
Nope, wonderful design.
Put that in the records.
Right. You're not biased.
I object.
Hearing none, is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve.
Second. We have a motion by Miriam Salas and a second by Ashley King. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, the next item on the agenda is 604 Barone Street. State their name and address for the record, please.
It's Scott Welty, and the project is the 604 Barone Street.
This is an application for the renovation and storefront changes to a contributing rated 3-story mixed-use building in Lafayette Square.
The applicant like to make a brief presentation.
This is a existing 3-story structure that which
which we wanted to propose a balcony at Barone Street and revising the first floor storefront. And at the rear, we were going to add one story. It's currently a two-story structure at the rear, and we were proposing to add the third floor at the rear. The rear is blocked by surrounding structures, so it's extremely hard to see. I do have some existing pictures, which I did not include. I forgot to put the pictures. I do have these in case if y'all want to see the existing pictures.
I also took them down the alley, and you are not going to see this addition.
I have the renderings plus the existing front facade plus it's down the alley here, and this is the proposed height, which we did a mock-up for the state and federal tax credits that we're applying for.
Have they reviewed your proposal?
Yes, they have, and I do have the approvals here in case if y'all want to read the comments that they had. But
okay. And how much of the roof are you proposing to demolish?
Just at the rear. At the front roof, there's none that we would be demolishing, and we would recover it. At the rear, we would be demolishing the entire roof at the rear to add the third floor.
I don't see a demo plan, so I'm a little... on the second floor, the courtyard has already been filled in?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And then you're proposing to fill in the courtyard on the third level?
On the third level, correct, okay. Yes. Yes, it was like previously done probably in the 50s or so.
Okay.
Do we allow aluminum clad windows?
Not on the front facade.
Well, that's what they're proposing. Okay, so up in the attic windows there, the entablature windows.
Those
will need to be wood. Okay. We do have the wood storefront at the bottom, but we were proposing the wood flat up top, which we can revise to.
Yeah, because they're existing wood, so they have to remain wood.
There's a light fixture. I think those were outlookers.
Did you find any historic photos of this building that might guide the...
We have researched. We've had help with researching, and we cannot find a single thing.
Okay.
We researched for the federal and state credits, and... I can see the top of the building, but not the facade.
And the transom bar for the storefront seems to match what's existing. Is there an existing framing system that's dictating that, or?
There's currently a plywood like covering, and behind that on the far right bay, there's a which. There's a partial frame that's left, and that's what kind of had guided the height there.
Okay.
Because that's what we can devise from what's existing, from what's remaining.
I have a question.
Yes.
When I look at the elevation, A101, Barone Street elevation, like the center line of the second floor, it's not aligned with the second line of what happens on the first floor. I don't necessarily mind the rearrangement of the windows on the first floor,
mm-hmm.
but my eye is always drawn to, if I'm across the street, I'm gonna try to see that things align and they're off by not enough to be enough to drive me crazy.
Right.
And I think that's, I don't know if that's an architectural mindset or if everybody's going to be able to see that,
mm-hmm.
meaning untrained eyes may be able to see that. So what is pushing
so
all of the third floor to
they're
like,
existing squeeze? Like that.
Well,
I know. In the real, like right now, in your construction documents demo, it shows already offset too. So I don't know if it's just like responding to structural elements that are like confining it that way or.
No, I mean, the main thing that we were responding to was to break those. I mean, so.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see what's going
on. So we have the two doors at both ends.
The opening on the left mm-hmm. is set in further than uh-huh. on the second floor than the opening on the right. Uh-huh. So it's not.
It's not centered.
The third, yeah. So the third floor, the second floor windows are off center uh-huh. already.
So yeah, they're existing.
Yeah, I'm right. Sorry, they're existing. So, question. So do you align the new windows with what is on the second floor and forget about your pilaster on either side because your eye is going to be more up? I think your eye is going to be more tied to the alignment of the fenestrations than the alignment of the solids on the end caps.
I think the symmetry of the openings on the ground floor are going to, like, if it wasn't symmetrical on the ground floor. I'm just saying just the center. Oh, you're saying move
that left pilaster, make it wider.
Yeah, make gotcha. Just so it aligns with the building above.
Okay.
You may have odd size ends, but the building fenestrations are in alignment.
Right, if you push that left storefront over mm-hmm. 6 inches or so, that it pushes everything over for 8 inches or whatever it needs to be.
Yeah, like I don't mind the rearrangement of the windows and doors how you had it. It's
right.
just, I'm not sure what it means.
Right. I see what you're, no, I think, I mean that.
And I know that right now you're probably trying to center it on the bed and the whole width, which is, I guess, the right intuition.
Right.
If you want to center it on the
but
space.
It would just make that left pilaster a little wider. And that's, and I mean, that's I think a fairly.
And I don't know, you guys.
Because right now the right one is wider than the left one.
Yes,
anyway.
Yes.
Right.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. It looks like you got your fire department connection coming out of that right one.
Yes. I think that's what's pushing it.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to squeeze it a little.
All right, is there any public comment regarding 604 Barone Street? Seeing none, is there a motion?
I'm trying to find historic photographs right now through the newspapers.
Oh, wow.
And that would be
that's
helpful.
That'd be impressive.
We have been spent way too much time researching that.
The library's got a real simple search for the local newspapers. You just put the address in, and you need a library card, or you belong to genealogybank.com and all. But I'm pulling up a whole bunch of images, but I haven't quite found one for the building yet. I'm not having enough time here to do it all, because there's almost 200 hits on the thing for that address.
Oh.
It could be anything from, you know, for rent to robbery or something like that.
Yes.
Can we just look at that rear elevation real quick? So
yes.
You've got these four new 1/1 windows. Are all? I know the upper two are new. What the lower two are those new windows as well?
No. So the windows in the brick facade to the left hand side are existing. But
right.
The door is new, and the windows above that are all new. And that's a restored sort of structure at the second floor and the new structure at the third floor.
But you do have two windows in the existing second floor infill right now that you're removing and replacing with.
Correct.
And then you're matching them on the third floor.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Trying to get that.
And
I need a little awning window.
Right. And state and federal have wants those to look different than
yeah. Sure.
So
yeah.
That's the one we want.
Any more discussion or is there a motion?
I mean,
correctly?
Yeah, I guess it's approved.
Approved with
details
to
be
reviewed. Yeah,
okay. The staff level.
But let's make sure that we understand what details have to be corrected, right? An aluminum windows in the front.
Okay.
Just the alignment of the fenestrations on the first floor so that it corresponds to the fenestrations on the upper floors.
Yes.
And then the work does with stuff.
Yes.
Correct. You say it.
Okay. What she just said, motion to approve.
You got that, Wendy?
Yep.
All We have a motion by Ashley King, a second by Miriam Salas.
Yes.
All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
Thank you all very much.
Would you mind stopping the recording?